Aircheckdownloads.com.
Baby Rexha and Heart Wants What It Wants. Coming up in a moment or two's time. The village of Burn is a great place for celebrations. They're brilliant at doing big lunches. Guess what? This weekend, they've got a big lunch coming up for the coronation. We'll talk about that in a moment or two's time. First of all, something I haven't been looking forward to talking about at all. However, it has to happen. I'm going to try and keep it together through this, which might not be terribly easy. However, we shall see. This is a bit of personal news from me. And that news is that a week today, next Thursday, will see me presenting my last ever programme here on BBC Radio York. As you know, the BBC has decided that it wants to make some changes to its local radio services. £19 million is being reallocated from local radio budgets so that we can provide a better digital service to people in York and North Yorkshire, and more investigative journalism too. We've discussed this on air before. You will have local programmes from our York studios from 6 in the morning through until 2 in the afternoon on weekdays. Outside those hours, including most of the weekends, apart from sport, our programmes are now going to be shared with other radio stations in this region. Now, I had most sincerely hoped that a senior member of BBC management would appear on this programme to explain these changes, hear your feedback and take your questions about these decisions. Indeed, I sat face to face with such a senior member of management in the office upstairs at BBC Radio York just a few weeks ago. He did promise me that he would appear on the programme to explain and to hear your reaction. Unfortunately, that isn't now going to be possible. That offer to appear on the programme was withdrawn. Not something I'm terribly happy about. However, as part of the change process, existing presenters here at Radio York and right across the BBC's local radio stations, the network of all 39 of them, we were told that we could, if we wished, apply to keep our own jobs. As you might understand, after 34 years of presenting a daily show here on BBC Radio York, I really didn't appreciate being told that the only way to keep my job was to make a demo tape and go through an interview. It just didn't seem fair, it didn't seem right to me, so I've decided not to go through that process, though it was offered to me. So I have decided to take the voluntary redundancy that has been offered to me. I can't pretend that this has been an easy decision to take. It feels rather wrong, rather disloyal to you, for which I apologise. I have enjoyed my time here, all of my working life, really, and I've had the privilege of working alongside some amazing and hugely talented people across 3.5 decades. There is no question. Sorry about this. There's no question that I'm going to miss life here at Radio York tremendously. And I do wish this wasn't happening now and wasn't happening in this way. But those decisions, well, really are out of my hands. What I'm going to miss most is chatting to you, reading your emails, your texts, your WhatsApp messages. You have been so tremendously generous over the years, sharing your views, your opinions, your stories and your experiences. And I do hope that you're going to continue to do that with my colleagues who are going to remain here serving you out of BBC Radio York and loving North Yorkshire. So, as I said, today, a week today, we'll see me presenting my final show. And before you ask, no, I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life in the future unless someone steps forward with a job offer, which I simply can't refuse. That hasn't happened yet. I will probably take a few weeks away to gather myself together, and then a new life beckons. Anyway, stick with BBC Radio York over the course of the years. Please do. I'm going to miss it tremendously. I'm going to miss you, the listeners to Radio York, and all the kindness and generosity you've shown to me over the years. So there we are. That's it. A week today, it will be my last programme. And I imagine that's going to be even harder to do than telling you this today. Anyway, that's it. And we will press on and talk in a moment or two's time about a special coronation big lunch in the village of Burn near Selby.
Aircheckdownloads.com.